Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I just think for a few minutes we need to quickly talk about this because there's a lot of confusion and now a lot of divide over the subject of people comparing the mandates and some of our current politics to Nazi Germany. And I'm here to say everybody's right and everybody's wrong, all right? And I think we might need to come up with a new term because I completely understand why people are trying to look for the warning signs, and I also completely understand why people are insulted by thinking that they're being called a Nazi if they end up being pro-vaccine or pro-mandate. So let's just quickly review, okay? So I'm a Jew. My family lived in Germany. They lived in Austria. They lived in Poland. There was a pre-concentration camp era and a post-concentration camp era. Those of my family who were able to escape, not a lot of them did, left pre-concentration camp when there were warning signs. Those that were like, you're kidding me. No one's going to kill us. No one's... All right, I'll just show them my papers, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to give up my house. I'm not going to give up my... Where do I go? They're dead. And so we as children and progeny of our dead ancestors keep being told, you know, never again. You need to vow never again. You're never going to let this happen. Because Jews let it happen. Non-Jews let it happen. Non-Jews died, gypsies died, homosexuals died. We lost Catholics, Christians, Jews because a regime went unchecked. And so that's why all of us, whether you're Democrat or Republican, say never again, never again. Now, when you say never again and you take that vow, that's easy to say never again, but it charges you, it deputizes you, and it instills in you that duty to make sure you don't see early signs of it and to stop it and prevent it so it doesn't happen again. Now, I'm still in disbelief. I still am blown away at what happened to my family. I just still can't believe humans would do that to other humans. But that's why every now and then I bring up going, look, guys, you know, I saw what this person did. This person just stabbed and raped somebody out of nowhere. This person turned somebody in for not wearing a mask. You know, these behaviors haven't gone away. But when somebody is in support of mandates, green passes, all the stuff that's going on, they don't want to be called a Nazi. They don't deserve to be called a Nazi. Because to them, a Nazi is somebody that shot up people, even innocent kids, and threw them into, you know, gas chambers in a concentration camp. So the proper terminology would be, if we're concerned that we might be exhibiting some early pre-concentration camp behaviors that were witnessed during Hitler's rise to power, we might need to come up with a different term. Now, some of you might say, Dr. Dahlia, where the hell are there similarities? Okay, well, I mean, let's bring up book burning. I mean, the book burning. The book burning was a means to control education, was a means to stamp out propaganda. Right? So anybody who kind of has followed that history, when you hear that any education on, you know, there are medications that are being studied for COVID, whether it's the Merck pill or the ivermectin, and you see this, we got to cancel it, it's misinformation, or the term, which is starting to come propaganda, that starts to kind of, you know, make you a little nervous, starts to raise your heart rate. With the concept of signs being on doors, no Jews allowed. In early Germany, no Jews were allowed. We're seeing signs that have to be vaccinated. Now, that isn't a, it isn't going against somebody who is Jewish and maybe reads and worships through the Old Testament, but if somebody's religion is, look, I want natural immunity, I want to keep up my immune system, you know, I want to do what Aaron Rodgers did, they can't enter certain buildings. So when somebody says some of these moves or these mandates, you know, resemble Nazi Germany, they're not wrong. But when somebody calls somebody a Nazi, they are. You see? So, you know, I don't know if we divide pre-concentration camp to post-concentration camp. I don't know if we come up with a term Nazi-like, fascist-like. But, you know, we have to be very, very concerned about any sort of behavior that could mimic something that was the most atrocious, genocidal, disgusting, evil history in our modern history. There are still people alive from those times. And, you know, Jews are mixed. I mean, you know, Jews are like, okay, gosh, you know, what Hitler did was horrible. There's nothing ever in comparison. I've even said that. I go, don't be trying to say, you know, that you're not being able to buy a dress or something like that is the same as genocide. You're really minimizing and diluting it. And I've spoken out on that. But I've also spoken out on, look, if there are early warning signs of, you know, look, we're going to restrict your ability to work, you're not going to be able to do this until you do what we say. Restrict the news. Restrict some of the discussions. Those are behaviors that were similar that during, you know, Nazi Germany's rise to power. So, you know, maybe we come up with a term Nazi-like, but just not include the concentration camps. Would that kind of make everybody happy? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so remember I told you guys I went to like 12 schools. Folks moved around a lot. And so my senior year, they moved back to Las Vegas. And so I went to Clark High for about, that was my final year. I actually didn't have to switch schools within my senior year. And so when you graduate from a high school in a local state and you get good grades, they many times offer you a scholarship. And so I was going to be, I was so excited. I was going to be the first person in my family to be able to graduate college. We weren't really a very wealthy family. And so when I got a scholarship to go to UNLV, I was just blown away. And even though I was considering military, I was considering a career in show business. Once they said, look, we can you know, give you a full academic ride. You just have to support yourself, which I did. I worked at Jack in the Box. I worked on multiple part-time jobs. I worked in the dorms, so, you know, and anyway, so I was able to live and do whatever I needed to do. But my scholastics, the academics, were covered by scholarship. I was so grateful. So I went to UNLV. And I went to UNLV in the 90s. That's when the Running Rebels, you know, won. And, you know, we had Running Rebel fever burning in my mind. So anyway, it was a fantastic university, fantastic time to go to school. Cool city, too, because, you know, rather than it having that old little college city atmosphere, you got to go to the Strip. I mean, the Strip was just 5 minutes away, so you got to, you know, enjoy your party days and nights, you know, in Vegas. So it was a fantastic college. I thought my professors were fantastic. I understand it wasn't Ivy League, but who cares? They prepared me. I did well on my MCAT, got into medical school, went to UNR for medical school, did my last year at UCLA so I could, you know, find a husband to marry him, which I did. Came back to Las Vegas, trained, and I just love Nevada. But interesting changes, very interesting changes in terms of the way the graduation came about. And I kind of wanted to bring this up. So if you've seen some of my pictures, and I'll post them on Twitter, but they're on my Facebook. It was standing room only. Not only standing room only with parents. And we're talking, this is a fall graduation. This isn't the large, more common spring graduation. I mean, when I went to school, there might have been like a tiny graduation in the fall. I don't really know much, but it was always about the spring. Well, now people are graduating different, you know, through different semesters or trimesters or whatever. And so it's interesting because we were going there for my son's girlfriend's and Chelsea, her graduation. And my son's like, well, it starts at 4:00. And I go, well, do we need to get there early to get some seats? Do we have tickets? Do we need tickets? I'm like, no tickets. And it was at the Thomas & Mack. And the Thomas & Mack just cleared out from the rodeo. So I'm like, oh, great. I might be able to still smell, you know, some of the horses and things like that. Because Thomas & Mack was just packed with the rodeo. Apparently, they were able to flip it and get it ready for the graduation in time. And it was very rainy, very stormy yesterday. We had winds of gusts about 60 plus miles per hour. It was freezing cold. There were car accidents like galore throughout the streets. And then, of course, the traffic trying to get into graduation. So by the time we get there, the ceremony still hadn't started, but we missed people walking through. But there was no place for parents or family. And you know how people are. There were seats, and they had a purse. They had a jacket, and they're like, no, that seat's taken. And then I find out it was open the whole time. They just didn't want anybody sitting next to them due to COVID. So there was a little bit of BS from the parents' point of view, which I think I have a little issue with. But I was able to get some seats, we were able to get some pictures, etc. But what was interesting is during COVID, any of the graduations I've been to, the seats are very spread out. They're trying to have 6 feet apart. The students were even closer than when I sat there. And I graduated high school in that arena. I graduated college in that arena. And I've seen my kids graduate in that arena for their high school. So, yeah, those students were packed in. But interestingly, this was one of the first graduations where the students were actually in the stands. Students were actually sitting where the guests were. They ran out of room. They ran out of room. I think 2,200 people graduated yesterday. That's UNLV fall graduation for 2021. Beautiful event. But the students, and if you see the pictures, they went up into the bleachers, into the stands. Very beautifully choreographed and organized. It almost, you know, looked like it was designed. But man, those students were packed. So I started to look at that and I go, God, there's a lot of graduates. There's a lot of graduates. I don't know if there's 2,200 jobs available right now in Nevada for, you know, people that with grad degrees to take. But if this was just one school in 2,200, how many thousands of people now have a degree? And let's hope they're able to get a job with it. But then they went through the name calling. And so, you know, I remember, you know, with any of my graduations, whether it was medical school or whatever, Dahlia Zodiru, my maiden name was Zodiru. You can hear people go, ooh, yay, or boo. I can do my little dance as I'm walking down the aisle. I go, yeah, you know, I can do my little thing. And then I get my diploma, do my picture, pose, get off the stage. Now, they had two rows, and it was like John Doe, Mary Smith. And I mean, it was going fast, and they were just plowing through. And I'm just looking at it, and, you know, the parents are able to scream for a quick second. And again, you and I, we did an amazing job. But then they let graduates leave. They didn't have to stay and sit there because they were cramped. And so that was kind of nice. Rather than you have to sit there the whole 4 or 5 hours, you could leave. They asked parents stay, so people are supporting the people in the back. But, man, people got the hell out of there. And, oh, by the way, nobody even parked properly. People were parking illegally because there was no place to park. It was just a mess. So on one end, it was great that there was a lot of family. There was a lot of people graduating despite a storm. People came out. But I just got this eerie feeling that we might have too many people graduating school. And when a venue like Thomas and Mack doesn't seem to be big enough, you almost wonder if we're going to have to start using Allegiant Stadium. You almost wonder if cities are going to need football stadiums, I mean, even bigger than basketball stadiums, in order to be able to house all the people they're graduating. You know, and I'm looking at the thousands of people, and man, these here in what some of these kids are studying, I mean, it's amazing. We have some amazing people entering the workforce. And trust me, with the labor shortage, we could use people. But I'm wondering if a lot of these college degrees are going to be underutilized. Where do we need jobs? Do we need more CEOs? Do we need more CFOs? Do we need more doctors? Now, most people say, yeah, we need people in all industries. Well, if you really look at a hospital, when you really look at a medical center, what is the one thing they're always hiring? Medical assistants. Data entry. Billing. We have this push for everybody to get degrees. Free college. You keep hearing free college, and that's probably going to happen. Eventually, we're going to pay for people's college. But I see so many times that whether you have the degree or not, you're not getting the money you think you made. People are thinking they got a degree, they're going to make $100,000. And the students were telling me, they're like, there's only jobs for $50,000. I did all this. I got loans. $50,000 is not going to cover it. Well, because so many people have degrees, just because you have a degree doesn't mean that everybody is going to be breaking down your door for your dream job. Now, trust me, we need carpenters. We need plumbers. We need electricians. We need teachers. We need, you know, in medicine, because doctors took so long to train and doctors had attitudes and doctors wanted, you know, a good amount of money, medicine switched to, all right, we'll hire PAs. We'll hire nurse practitioners. We'll have pharmacists. Now, not only do their job pharmacizing, but also evaluating patients. So there's this push to have, you know, less credentialed people get these jobs. One, because less credentialed people are still pretty smart and you know, can do an amazing job, you know, whether you have the degree or not. But two is I think you just have too many people with a degree. And so, you know, I remember growing up, you had to have a high school diploma. Nobody was going to hire you if you didn't have a high school diploma. And we might be at that point now where no one's going to hire you if you don't have a degree. I mean, we are seeing that. You have to have some sort of degree. But I worry if a fall graduation that isn't supposed to be as busy as a spring graduation is to the max, and you have thousands of people with degrees, and some of them are pretty specialized, like hotel management, marketing, hotel. There's all these now specialties in hotel. And I remember when I was going to school there, I was like, how many hotel jobs are actually out there? And it turned out that a good majority of people that graduated didn't really get a job or that type of job they wanted. So something to kind of think about. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has been working on a global tax for months, specifically a 15% global corporate tax. Ms. Yellen on CNN says America must raise its corporate tax to be compliant with the world body.
Well, the steps that the United States needs to take to come into compliance, we already have a minimum tax of 10.5%. We need to raise that to 15 or higher.
As crime in many cities across America continues to worsen, newly discovered documents reveal the National Football League is partially to blame. The NFL Inspire Change partners include multiple groups that have openly advocated for defunding the police. NFL's social justice initiative include the Vera Institute of Justice, the Oregon Justice Resource Center, and the Community Justice Exchange. All three of these groups support defunding or abolishing the police. USA Radio News. As the massive partisan social spending bill will hurt Americans with more inflation, Republican Representative Ken Buck from Colorado on Newsmax says this bill is harmful to America's health.
Well, it has passed the House, and it is up for a vote in the Senate at some point. Obviously, Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema are holding strong at this point, and I think that the concern is, as Joe Manchin has mentioned, the inflation. Senator Sinema is concerned about the taxes. Both of those are valid. In my view, the federal government has a limited role in our lives, should have a limited role, and this bill really expands that role. This bill is just the Green New Deal on steroids. It is harmful for Americans. It's harmful for our energy production here at home. It's also harmful for the idea that we have a federalist system, a system where the states run certain areas of our government, and the federal government should stay out of those areas.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you remember in October, both Republican and Democratic representatives had approached the NIH about funding that went to dogs and experiments, vocal cords being removed, them being caged, and the quote-unquote cruel treatment and experiments that had happened on 44 young beagles and multiple other sort of experiments that they wanted answers from Dr. Fauci as well as the National Institutes of Health on why, what are these for, why are we still using animals to this degree? And as you know, about a month or two ago, NIH Chief Dr. Francis Collins said he was going to step down. So we don't really have a lot of clarity on what else is going on. So coming up next is Dr. Catherine Rowe, Chief Science Advancement and Outreach Division of PETA Laboratory Investigations Department, to kind of talk to us about, you know, where we need to go with the NIH. Dr. Rowe, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
Great. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, being in science and being in medicine, you know, we are grateful to all, you know, all the advancements we have. It's just sadly there's been some history to some of these advancements that we don't want to reproduce and we want to progress out of. But we never really heard much after what happened when representatives wanted answers from NIH. Have you heard anything?
Well, you know, representatives have asked NIH to give them some more information about what experiments are being conducted on beagles and why. And here's the hard truth. Literally tens of millions of animals are being tormented and killed in U.S. laboratories each year. It's not just beagles. It does include beagles, but we're talking about dogs, cats, monkeys, mice, rats. I mean, you name it, somebody's experimenting on that animal. Here's the other hard truth. These experiments are not leading to new treatments and cures for humans. The National Institutes of Health's own website, their own statistics tell us that 95% of drugs that test safe and effective in animals go on to fail or in some cases even cause harm in human clinical trials. Mm-hmm. You know, despite these failings, the NIH continues to spend about half of its research budget each year on these failing animal experiments. So we're looking at anywhere between $15 and $20 billion taxpayer dollars on animal experiments that are not leading to new treatments and cures.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, with Dr. Francis Collins stepping down, President Biden has the opportunity right now to appoint someone who is forward-thinking, someone who is willing to take the NIH out of the dark ages and move us away from using these cruel and ineffective experiments on animals and move us towards using, you know, more human-relevant research methods, more humane research methods, more effective research methods that can get us the treatments and cures that we need.
So true, so true. And, I mean, here we are in 2021 going into 2022. We do a lot of in vitro studies that then we apply to our human studies. You know, is there a trend on which type of medications or vaccines or things are being, you know, still used or tested archaically?
Oh, I think all of them right now. You know, and the reality is that we're not mice, we're not rats, we're not dogs, we're not cats. The physiology of non-human animals is different from humans. You know, the 95% failure rate goes up when you look at treatments for things like Alzheimer's or cancer or sepsis or stroke. These are leading killers of people in the United States. This is where NIH is putting most of its money, and yet they're failing nearly 100% of the time to yield new treatments and cures. You know, it's time to move on. It's time to put up somebody in leadership position at the NIH who's willing to say, you know what, this hasn't worked. Let's stop throwing money at it. Let's start putting money into the tools we know work.
I have listeners calling saying, look, you know, I think my dog is in some pain. Can I give the dog some liquid Motrin? We can't give animals. We can't give animals Tylenol or Motrin. Yeah, that's something we humans do, right? Chocolate, you know, raisins. If they can't metabolize very common things and medications that humans can't, it starts to make you wonder on a broader sense, where's the applicability, you know, of the medicine being used? It's frustrating. The new interim director, Dr. Lawrence Tabak, do we know much about him and his kind of stance on, you know, being more, I guess, you know, aware of the lack of, you know, efficacy of a lot of these human experiments?
Yeah, Dr. Lawrence Tabak, he was the deputy director, and as you said, he is going to be the interim director at NIH. You know, I have a lot of hope for Dr. Tabak because he has been vocal. He has been willing to, you know, take the tough stance and say, you know what, these animal experiments, they're not even reproducible from one lab to the other. These animal models, they're not good models of disease. So he is not only aware of the problem, but he's willing to say to the scientific community, you know what, this isn't working. We shouldn't be funding this anymore. So though he is only the interim director at the moment, I think he could make some substantive changes because he knows the problem and he seems to be willing to take the steps necessary. And that's what we need for the interim director, and that is what we need for the permanent director once President Biden appoints somebody.
We're speaking to Dr. Catherine Rowe, Chief Science Advancement and Outreach Division of PETA Laboratory Investigations Department. So, Dr. Rowe, you've worked in academia. I've worked in academia. You know how it is. If somebody does come in with fantastic ideas and a good heart, and they don't, shall we say, produce or, you know, follow the mold in terms of getting the grant studies or getting the results, how do people, do you think there's more people out there that think like us, but they don't want to take on that role because they don't feel they're going to show their actively, you know, because a lot of these studies, it gets funding, not so much for results, just because they're doing the study. Are there enough means of non-animal type of experimentation that could still allow a more robust research environment?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that one of the obstacles, if you will, you just, you know, articulated perfectly, because as you said, the goal for many academics, for many people doing research, isn't necessarily to find a new treatment or a cure, isn't necessarily to find human applicable data. It's to get their data published and to get the grant money. So as long as the grant money keeps coming in, as long as the journals keep publishing the data, however ineffective or harmful those experiments might be, people are going to keep doing it. And like you said, people are afraid sometimes to speak out. People are afraid to go against the grain, if you will. What I'd like to do is see a director put in place who doesn't make it against the grain. Do you know what I'm saying? Who makes work with human relevant research methods the norm, working towards getting animals out of laboratories the norm. That should be what we're all looking for, helping animals, getting them out of the laboratories, and helping people, getting them the treatments that they need. And there are a host of non-animal methods that people can and do use. These are ones that are well documented and already in use, and there are ones constantly being developed. These are human-based tools that range from, you know, using humans themselves in non-invasive research, using imaging tools that are just, you know, have grown leaps and bounds just in my own career. We've got models that are based on human cells and human cell lines, you know, 3D models of the brain, 3D models of a human lung, of a human heart, of a human kidney, that are much better predictors of how humans are going to respond to, say, a drug intervention, or how human disease develops in human cells. This is the sort of research we need to be investing in.
So true. How can my listeners find out more information?
Oh, please go to PETA.org, where you can get all kinds of information. And if you're interested, you can also really quickly take action by going to PETA.org/Biden, where you can send a quick email to President Biden, you know, urging him to take this appointment very seriously and, you know, choose someone who is willing to break the mold a little bit, somebody who's willing to be visionary, and somebody who's willing to move us away from these ineffective animal experiments.
So true, so true. Thank you so much for all your great work. Can't wait to have you back.
Okay, thank you again.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I saved plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't want you guys making the holiday shopping, Christmas shopping mistakes that I'm making. I walk into a store. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get all my gifts. I see the shelves kind of empty. I'm with my kids who are kind of like, okay, Mom, I don't want to be here anymore. Let's go. I got what I needed to. They're not good shoppers either. I'm not a good shopper. So then I went home and I bought some gift cards. And that's not what I want to do for Christmas. I don't want to put a gift card under someone's tree. I want to get them a gift. Now, we got 10 days till Christmas. No need to stress. We got some help on the way. Marissa Brainy, television host and lifestyle expert, is with us next to kind of talk to us about what we could do stress-free to help get through the holidays and our holiday shopping. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us. Marissa.
I'll be with you. I've got you covered, so no worries.
I love it. Marissa, thank you so much. So, all right, what do we do? We got 10 days left.
Yeah, so you talked about those empty store shelves. We've all heard about supply chain issues. So this is a really cool option. Did you know you can actually send a gift on demand via DoorDash? It's all through their gifting feature, and you have so many gift options to choose from beautiful holiday bouquets to maybe some fun martini glasses and a cocktail shaker. Maybe you want to send some festive donuts from Duck Donuts, and these are all available same day that you order them, or you can pre-schedule a drop on a special day, so it's great. You just have to open up your DoorDash or Caviar app, enter in the person's address that you'd like to send a gift to, and then you can browse what's available near them, choose the perfect gift, just hit send as a gift at checkout.
I love that. And that's easy because I know a lot of people, they're worried about Omicron. They're worried about going into a store. They're worried about driving in the snow. And you don't have to just send a gift card. There's some real cool things that are out there. You know, I did like the Ancestry DNA test. I did that for a couple people and they thought that was the coolest thing because, you know, they get flowers, they get, you know, what are those cakes everybody gets during the holiday. Do you ever recommend those as like a gift?
Yeah, this is such a great go-to because you can do it last minute, but as you said, it's also meaningful, right? So it's a gift that really sparks conversation, deeper connection with family, and really gets you to learn about your unique heritage and family history. And so Ancestry DNA is the best-selling kit, as you mentioned. And what I love is that you're able to really find your unique story through it with things like, you know, precise geographic locations, where your family members are from, and the most connections to living relatives as well. So definitely something that really promotes togetherness for the holiday season.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic. I think those things are cool. In fact, you know, I knew that we had a couple family members that might have strayed and, you know, might have taken some road trips because we have some DNA in some, you know, very interesting areas. So, you know, there's, you can also build your own story. For those of you guys that got writer's block, look at your Ancestry DNA and make a story of it. I think it's pretty cool. So I know a lot of people have hesitancies, Marissa, on shopping online and doing the delivery because they fear that the delivery charges are going to be, you know, are going to take away a lot of the savings. How do you approach that?
Well, I think managing payment is really important this time of year. And, you know, PayPal and Venmo are great options for managing something like a group expense. But PayPal also lets you personalize a free digital greeting and attach a gift of money so that recipients can really spend it however they'd like. And if you are going in on a group gift or maybe gifting an experience, it's a nice personalized way to do it rather than just gifting money itself. You can do a personalized greeting and send it digitally. Really great. And new PayPal customers can also earn $5 just by downloading the app, signing up, and adding a payment method. So definitely something to keep in mind if you're new to PayPal and looking for a little extra assurance with any digital payments.
Marissa, I love that. We're speaking to Marissa Brainy, television host and lifestyle expert, to gift an experience. I can't tell you how many times, you know, there's a friend, and so everybody will, I don't know, do like $30 or $40 or $50, and they get a whole bunch of mugs or whatever, or bottles, and if you all had put it together, you could have gotten them like a staycation. Or you could have gotten them like a, Palm Springs trip. And so I love that, and PayPal allows you to personalize it. That's a very cool gift. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's a great feature and, you know, really allows you versatility when you are going in on a group, which so many of us do that this time of year, whether it's a family member or maybe a teacher from your kid's class. You know, there's lots of group gifting happening right now.
Yeah, like maybe like a pamper purse. So like my mom, you know, me and my siblings, you know, we can't stand my mom. I love her, but we can't, you know, and we would love to ship her someplace out of state for a weekend. So we could say, look, mom, we want you to be pampered. So here's your little pamper purse through PayPal or whatever, and you could use it. I think that's fantastic. Okay, man, Marissa, any other ideas you got for us? This is fantastic.
Well, I want to save you here, okay, because this has happened to me. You know, often in the rush to find the perfect present, we forget about batteries. And battery-operated
yes.
gifts are likely on your list. You know, one in five toys on those big holiday gift guides that come out each year are battery-operated. And yet, about a third of them don't actually come with the batteries. So don't forget about Duracell this holiday season. I'm recommending Duracell Optimum. 63% of parents say that, you know, the big important gifts at the holidays really deserve the best, most long-lasting batteries. And so Duracell is the way to go for that. You know, definitely have to add that to your last-minute list for sure. And then one other idea for you that, you know, you can't go wrong with is chocolates, right? Something sweet
oh, yes.
at the holidays.
Mm.
Last minute. Lindt, the world-renowned Swiss chocolatier, has an incredible holiday collection. I love the little chocolate figures to stuff inside stockings. But the centerpiece of their holiday collection is really the Lindor truffle. It's a holiday classic. If you haven't tried it, it's a must try. Creamy, decadent center with that delicate chocolate shell. And what I love about this is it's ready to gift. So they present it so beautifully in a variety of different packaging options. You can literally get it on your way somewhere as a great last-minute option.
It's so true. It's so true. And the red ones are the dark chocolate, the blue are the milk chocolate, and the white are the white chocolate, and the wrapping. I got to memorize. No, but interesting that you bring up the Duracell batteries, because I always talk about gift baskets and some easy gifts to do under $20, $30. Sometimes my dude friends, you know, if I could get them some tools and you know, some packs of batteries and make a little basket or bag out of it, they're like, oh, my God, I could use these, you know? And it's like, that I could use that much more than cologne, you know, but like my wife gets you cologne and I'm like, yeah, I know, you know, cause you stink, but you know, it's, you know, so I think batteries are a fantastic, I mean, not only just as a gift, you know, so much as a gift for themselves, but those are things that you just don't get a gift. And then they're like, well, oh darn, I don't have batteries. And they put it to the side, add some extra batteries to it. And I like Duracell cause they look the coolest. So Marissa, any other, ideas you have for the last minute or so?
Well, I think that just all of these are really something that could fit multiple people on your list. Just to go back to the DoorDash option, I mean, what's cool about that is that, you know, it's dependent on where the person lives. So when you put in their address, you'll see all the things available, but you don't have to leave your house. I mean, if you don't want to go to the store or if it's too late to get to the post office, you have that option for that same day delivery or to schedule it ahead of time. So that to me is a win-win.
Right. It is. I love that. I tell you, I love the ingenuity, especially with this whole post or during this whole COVID pandemic. Marissa, thank you so much we can't wait to have you back, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you. Have a very happy holiday.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.